This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Producer Price Index program measures the average change over time in selling prices received by American producers. Prices for everyday necessities remain at a multi-decade high. The Labor Department reported Thursday that its producer price index climbed nearly 10% in July from the previous year. Wells Fargo's Paul Christopher on Fox Business.
We think there will be a recession ultimately, probably a little bit later this year.
The Justice Department reported an Iranian operative has plans to murder Trump administration National Security Advisor John Bolton and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. John Bolton on CBS News.
They were able to confirm that it was potentially an effort either to kidnap me or assassinate me.
The whereabouts of Shirom Parsafi, a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, is unknown. We are USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
President Biden's White House is accused of lying on Wednesday in a tweet touting 0% inflation in July, even as federal data indicated that the consumer price index rose by 8.5% year over year. The fallout from Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan continues to grow.
Tensions continue to rise between the United States and China following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. Pelosi explained why the trip was necessary during a news conference on Wednesday.
Our purpose in going to Taiwan was to say that we have this strong relationship built on the status quo, which we support.
China repeated military threats against Taiwan Wednesday. This after a week of missile firings into Taiwanese waters and airspace by Chinese warships and planes. China is also cutting off dialogue with the United States on issues from maritime security to climate change.
That is Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The first orbital test flight of SpaceX's Starship vehicle won't get off the ground in August. SpaceX apparently still hasn't received a launch license for the Starship orbital test flight, which will lift off from the South Texas facility. Launch licenses are issued by the FAA. As the Biden administration's open border policy has made America less safe, filled it with more drugs killing our people in record numbers, and with no one knowing the actual number, millions more people on America's electrical grid can't be a good thing. Lynn Allen on Fox News is a Texas rancher and calls out what he's seeing.
Thank God for Greg Abbott and our wonderful Border Patrol workers. I hope that Greg Abbott adds about another 40-something buses and brings them on up to New York and then keeps them going up to Delaware and puts them right in Biden's front door. Because right now this country is in a crisis. It's in a recession. We've got food shortages in the food banks. And guess what? Guess who's going to be paying for these migrants? The working family. The American workers are going to be paying for these migrants. Instead of paying for their own children, we're going to have to pay for them. And it's not fair. It's all they're doing is trying to buy a vote here. And I'm telling you, this country's in sad shape right now.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
So what has happened to the United States of America? You know, we're at each other's throats, as John Whitehead had said earlier. This is all by design. This is how you disrupt nations. This is how you take control over the people, as you get them, you know, biting one another and in disagreement. I mean, to the degree, remember what Voltaire said, those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. I mean, crime can run. I mean, right now, crime is, you know, off the hinges, right? Well, how much more can we deal with? Well, as those who are, you know, just lusting for power and control, they are not holding back to have us be as undivided as you can possibly be, because they know a united America is a powerful America. And what is happening is people in power, this elite contingency, you know, like Barack Obama, you know, who is so fearful of those of us who want to hold to our guns and our Bible. Well, I don't see Barack Obama letting go of his guns. I mean, he's still surrounded by people who protect. Oh, yeah, with guns. The only thing that's missing, you know, I don't see Barack and Michelle with the Bible. But, you know, they still believe in security. And here we are today, ladies and gentlemen, undivided, continuing to play into their hands, and we're losing a grip of this free America. With us right now is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan Mark joins us right now. How are we doing, Megan?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Well, you know, challenged, to say the least, with all that's happening right now. You know, it is quite interesting. I mean, here's an IRS job posting for an employee willing to carry a firearm and use deadly force. And you go, okay, where are they posting that? Are they posting that at a nearby jail or, you know, Rikers Island or something, where you get people already who are used to killing people? We'll give them a badge and give them a job with the IRS, and they can be large in charge and have all this ammunition and, you know, guns of war. Why not, right?
Well, they don't even have to go to a jail to do that. I mean, if you look at the history of violence, especially, you know, with assault weapons, that's mm-hmm. my question. I mean, the Democrats are anti-gun. They want to strip us of guns, yet they're arming IRS agents. And when you look at the history of gun violence, as they call it, which doesn't exist, it's a made-up word in order to provide Democrats with gun confiscation abilities. They're arming IRS agents with assault weapons or weapons of war, as mm-hmm. we call them. Yeah. They could just go to the nearest high school and pluck a kid out who's been on SSRIs or antidepressant meds, because when you look at the history of mass shooters, they're normally young boys who have a history of mental illness or have been on some sort of drugs to prevent anxiety or ADHD or what have you. Or they can also just find another Democrat. When we look back at the history of quote-unquote gun violence, most are deranged Democrats. We have to, you know, that would shoot up a football field full of Republicans. So they don't have to go to Rutgers Island. They can simply just hire their Democrat fellow men or women, mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Comes on the heels. I'm sorry. What IRS what 87,000 IRS agents have to do with reducing inflation boggles my mind.
Yes. Well, this thing's an upside-down world in which we live in, all brought to you by Joe Biden's America. And, boy, I'll tell you, you talk about a whole nother morning in America. America needs to wake up as to what's going on. I mean, just, to kind of wrap a bow on this IRS deal, I mean, think about it. They're looking for an employee willing to carry a firearm and use deadly force. Deadly force against who? Their fellow American citizens, because they underpaid on their taxes or whatever, or didn't pay on, so that's worthy of deadly force? I mean, this is the job of the IRS. I mean, this is how insane this is, ladies and gentlemen, how the slow creep is coming in. And meanwhile, you know, we have, people who have migrated into this country, you know, from Cuba and Venezuela. I mean, just go right on down the list. And they're yelling and screaming, saying, what are you people doing? You know, this is the same thing that happened to us, you know, as Cubans. We escaped Fidel Castro. Chinese Americans, Venezuelans, Europeans. Venezuelans are once, you know, one of the prosperous, most prosperous nations in South America. And they have seen Marxism destroy their country. And I mean, in a matter of years. I mean, this wasn't like, you know, decades. This happened so quickly that the inflation rate now in Venezuela is over 1,000%. I mean, we're uneasy at 9%. Imagine 1,000% and people starving, eating out of the back of Maduro's trash trucks.
Yes, or they're eating pigeons, or they're eating their own pets, or they're eating rabbits. And this is a direct result of what is now referred to as democratic socialism.
Yes.
Which is no different than socialism, which is closer to communism than I ever want to live under. But this is the new Democratic Party. I had to laugh. There was a Democrat here in Nevada who's running for commissioner, and he is endorsed by a Republican. And this Republican, and I use air quotes around Republican, she claims that he's a moderate Democrat and doesn't always toe the party line. So I did a little research, open source research. Not hard. Google. Mm-hmm. I look at the guy's history. He's a published writer. He writes for the Reno Gazette Journal up here and Medium and Salon. And his moderate Democrat accolades, according to this quote-unquote Republican, refers to Republicans as evil. He believes that Republicans should be removed from the body politic. He retweets from accounts named Republicans are fascist scum. And this guy's running for office, and he's considered a moderate by a so-called Republican. So I published a story.
Right.
You know, how hard is it? And this is the problem. We have usurpers within the Republican Party, posing as Republicans, using Republican money, using Republican donors, using Republican resources, and supporting Democrats.
Yeah, exactly.
There are no moderate Democrats anymore. Just look at what Manchin did to this country, and look at what Sinema did to this country.
Yeah, end of story. Full stop. I mean, you know them by the fruit of their policies. And it's wide open and exposed. I mean, there's just no excuse. And we've got to understand, you know, to this point, I mean, you've got Republicans, Rhino Republicans, who are participating in this screw tape kind of propaganda. I mean, already our elections are being invaded, and there's been some intervention by the other side to elect people in the Republican Party, because the Democrats strategically feel it's to their advantage to have one candidate over another. So it's no longer Republicans being represented by Republicans. You've got a lot of interference, and it takes a lot of wisdom and insight and, hey, some study to be on top of this, Megan Barth. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Megan after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Megan Barth is also with us. She's founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, also senior editor with the Nevada Globe. And we're talking about, you know, the influence of one Donald Trump. I mean, look, if you wonder why they're so freaked out. Here's Donald Trump. His home is invaded, Megan. And yesterday in the primaries, 11 of Trump's backed candidates win primaries after this FBI raid. No wonder they're worried.
Yeah, I think this puts them at like close to 200 yays as far as wins and like 11 losses.
Right. I think it was like before, I think it was 192 versus 11, you know, and so, well, no, that's the current number now, I understand from Gary Bauer. 192 wins against 11 losses of endorsed candidates.
Yes, and this shows you whether or not you want to call it a red wave. I think it certainly is reflective of the America First movement.
Mm-hmm.
Whereby Americans of all political stripes, because we have Democrats crossing party lines in registration numbers, specifically in Nevada, we've got four times as many Democrats switching to the GOP than the GOP
wow.
leaving the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
I think this shows you that people are quite tired of America being put last mm-hmm. by Democrats. And when you look at how much spending the Biden administration has done, not on as far as causing inflation here in this country with the America Rescue Plan and the Inflation Reduction Act and all that crap that they call it. It's the sending of money to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Billions and billions and billions of dollars. Another $1 billion was just approved. I think this puts us close to $80 billion now that we've sent to Ukraine.
Okay, but by the way, wait, hang on real quick. Let me interrupt you for just a second because this is something that they're not reporting either. Did you hear that Ukraine's getting money from China?
Yes, and actually Ukraine, Zelensky begged China to help him rebuild his country with money, like he doesn't have enough from America.
Right.
You know, so now he's asking not just the communists here in this country, the Democrat Party, but the communists in China, which Nancy Pelosi, after her trip to Taiwan, basically said China is a free, thriving democracy. It's, you know, basically the beacon of freedom. She must mm-hmm. have missed when they were executing not only the Uyghurs.
The Uyghurs, yeah, right, exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But executing their own people in during the times of COVID or starving them to death.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Nancy Pelosi considers the beacon of freedom, a communist country that should shake the foundation and the soul of every American.
See, that's the conclusion you come to when you perceive it through all the money that they've been paying you. So, you know, it has a way of blinding your perspective, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know that she's necessarily blinded by money, although she and her husband are extraordinarily wealthy due to her position of power. And due to her son's dealings with China, he basically sits on the board of lithium mining companies, whereby, you know, Asian countries like China are one of the largest producers and exporters of lithium. Mm-hmm. But it's due to the fact that that's what she perceives because that's who she is. She is a communist at heart. She's a totalitarian, a despot at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say that lightly. I simply follow her actions and watch what she does. And her actions speak much louder than her words.
Well, you know, Barack Obama told everybody, get ready for the fundamental transformation of America. He got the ball rolling. We had slight interruption with one Donald Trump, and look what they did. Kneecapped him at every end, and they're trying to, you know, continue to do it again to make sure that his influence is reduced to zero, like supposedly, you know, the inflation number that Joe Biden was touting. I've never seen in my lifetime anybody want to get excited about zero growth of anything, but you know, only Joe Biden, right,
and some of the Democrats will lap it up. Oh, you know, great, we have zero inflation next month. Yeah, but it's still 9.1 or
right.
depending on who you look at, 8.5%. When Trump left office, it was 1.9 or 1.4, somewhere around that. So my question is, does this Inflation Reduction Act, where the government spends another $740 million, that somehow is going to reduce inflation? I'm not sure what economists they're consulting with that foolishness. But nonetheless, is the Inflation Reduction Act going to give us $2 a gallon gas? Is it going to give us 1.9% inflation? Are we going to see full grocery shelves? Are we going to see baby formula in this country? How exactly does this Inflation Reduction Act reduce inflation? No one can seem to tell me that, well, but we certainly aren't going to get back to President Trump's days as long as this administration or regime is in power.
Well, it's up to the people. The people got to do something about it. And you kind of alluded to this earlier, Megan, and it starts at the local level. You know, we have to take back our communities. I believe the mama bears of Virginia, even San Francisco, you know, gave us an example of what that looks like. In taking back our school boards, taking back, you know, our city councils. We've got local sheriffs now saying, look at that, they're going to arrest ATF agents who come in and try to, try to raid people's homes without notice. You know, and we need more of that activity to offset these totalitarian moves by the Democrats and a compromised judiciary. This justice system, I say judiciary, I misspoke. I'm talking about the justice system, the FBI. This is disgusting what they have done. And, people are seriously looking and considering now more than ever the abandonment. We've got to dismantle the FBI. It is so corrupt, especially. This is the real exposure. Like you said, you know, you look at Nancy Pelosi and you look at her policies and what she's done, it leads you to come to an obvious conclusion. Same thing with the FBI. Let's just take, you know, 4 years of Donald Trump. You know, the lying, the cheating that they did, buying into a dossier that they knew was wrong to begin with. They've been politicized. They have become an arm of the Democratic Party. And, we saw it happening with the Tea Party Patriots, what they've done. They've been interfering almost single-handedly with elections for, let's say almost the last 10 years, blatantly. And somehow America thinks, oh, it's minor, it wouldn't have had an effect, and this kind of deal, they're very laissez-faire about it. And here we are. It's so obvious that they were able to basically put a man into the White House that was not elected. He was selected by the FBI and the machinations of the administrative state. This is where we are in today's America.
Well, and I think that Americans really woke up to how important local politics is. And I've always said, you know, Americans should not pay so much attention to D.C., although it's important, and pay more attention to their school boards, their sheriff's races, their judicial races, et cetera. And I think they noticed this during COVID, especially with the draconian authoritarian lockdowns that occurred predominantly in blue states, whereby you had governors like the one in Nevada that shut down quote-unquote non-essential businesses, which in Nevada here bankrupted and put out of business 35% actually of small businesses across the state due to the shutdowns. And this is how important it is. And the sheriffs, and I've said this before, all you have to do is look back at Sheriff Mack. If you recall, he sued the Bill Clinton administration over, I believe it was the Brady Bill, and he was simply a sheriff, and he won. The sheriffs actually have more power than any elected official, whether it be in local government or the governorship of your state, because he has or she has the constitutional duty to uphold the Constitution first. And if they believe that a law violates the Constitution, they do not have to enforce it according to their oath. And these ATF agents, I just saw actually a TikTok that came across my desk, which showed a man, I believe in Texas, who called the police. An ATF agent showed up at his door, said he was aware that he bought some guns and he wanted to see his guns. And so the guy said, you know, no problem, hold on a minute, shut the door, called the police. The police showed up, drew their weapons on the man because he would not drop what was in his hand or get on the ground. Mm-hmm. And he kept screaming on the federal agent. The cop just kept saying, get on the ground, you know, put your hands up, et cetera. And they ended up...
Got to leave it there, Megan Barth. Thank you.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yeah. Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Producer Price Index program measures the average change over time in selling prices received by American producers. Prices for everyday necessities remain at a multi-decade high. The Labor Department reported Thursday that its Producer Price Index climbed nearly 10% in July from the previous year. Wells Fargo's Paul Christopher on Fox Business.
We think there will be a recession ultimately, probably a little bit later this year.
The Justice Department reported an Iranian operative has plans to murder Trump administration National Security Advisor John Bolton and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. John Bolton on CBS News.
They were able to confirm that it was potentially an effort either to kidnap me or assassinate me.
The whereabouts of Sharon Parsafi, a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, is unknown. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be joining up with my good friend Jeff Cruer out of Louisiana and his live radio show. We're bringing the two together to simulcast our comments. Before we do, just a little bit to consider here about this unprecedented raid that, you know, the White House doesn't want to call a raid. The FBI doesn't want to call it a raid. I don't know what else you call it, but okay, whatever. We parse words. We're talking about Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. The head of the FBI's Detroit office, according to Gary Bauer, during the Whitmer fiasco, was promoted in October 2020 to a top position in the FBI's Washington, D.C. headquarters. He's playing a major role in the January 6th proceedings. You wonder, did he have any role at all in this raid at Mar-a-Lago? We also know that Biden's politicized FBI entered Trump's home. They ordered his lawyers and advisors who were there to leave, so no one could observe what the FBI agents were doing. And for this and other reasons, several legal experts have expressed serious questions about the legality of said raid. And if kicking the lawyers wasn't enough to keep you suspicious, the FBI demanded that Mar-a-Lago's security cameras be turned off.
And,
don't they know democracy dies in darkness? Well, you can hear our good friend Jeff Cruer in the background now. Let's bring him forward. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
All right, Bill. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. We were just talking about, you know, the suspicious activity of the FBI. There is so much to wonder about, you know, in the absence of fact opinion rules. And I guess all of us are wearing tinfoil hats in one form or another, trying to figure out what the heck happened and why the FBI had to show this demonstration of force and totalitarianism in South Florida.
You know, there are a lot of theories running around. I think most everyone that I talk to do not believe that it was just a librarian saying, oh, we need the records back and there's a conflict about records. We think that there's something else involved here, whether it be January 6th or whether it be whatever kind of information Donald Trump may have had implicating the FBI about their activities during the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. Who knows? But it's so unprecedented. It is so outrageous. I think people are fired up about this across the country, and I think this is such a overstep by the FBI and the DOJ that they're going to live to regret what they did to Donald Trump, Bill.
Well, hopefully they do, Jeff, because the thing is that we don't trust the FBI. After 5 years and all the shenanigans the FBI perpetrated on the American people and those who supported Trump and his policies, what they put us all through, the amount of money, the people's money that was wasted on these Democratic attorneys to go after Trump. And what did they come up with? Whether the Mueller investigation, what happened with Zelensky. I mean, it's amazing, especially in Ukraine. You've got a vice president at the time doing a quid pro quo. He's caught on tape bragging, laughing about, you know, executing an illegal deal here, quid pro quo, and yet they want to get Trump, you know, because Trump calls and says, hey, do me a favor, can you look into this? I mean,
No. And then, of course, he was set up by the deep state because there was a quote-unquote whistleblower that leaked the contents of the phone call, and we had so many phone calls that President Trump made with foreign leaders that were leaked to the press. I mean, that never happens to Obama, never happened to Biden, but it happened to Trump.
Right.
He was set up by his own administration in many respects.
Yeah. Well, how about Jim Comey? Again, focusing on the FBI. Here's Jim Comey. He takes, national security information. Okay, hasn't been declassified. He turns it over to his friend in the media to create problems and havoc. And what happens to James Comey? He doesn't even get a slap on the wrist.
Nothing.
I
think he got a book deal. I think he got a book deal out of it, media appearances. I think he's got a gig teaching now. So his life is wonderful, Bill Martinez.
He's a wonderful life,
as is Hillary, and Hunter's on vacation with his dad. The Democrats never have to worry.
No, they really don't. It's almost, sardonically, I'm telling everybody, go register as a Democrat. You don't even want to be registered as a Republican these days because you've got a target on your back. You know, Barack Obama, disdained people who wanted to hold on to their guns and religion. What's interesting, Barack Obama's still holding on to his guns. I don't see his religion much these days, but, he claims to be religious, but, the signs of his character are quite telling. And they're anything but religious.
I think his religion, Bill, is wealth and power. Mm-hmm. And I think he's accumulated a lot of it since leaving office. And I think he's behind a lot of what is going on in the Biden administration. But remember what he did. Remember he weaponized the IRS against the party.
Yeah.
And the woman that was in the forefront of that, she never paid any price. She was held in contempt of Congress, and nothing happened to her. She wasn't handcuffed and brought before a judge and thrown in a jail cell. Like tomorrow.
Right, exactly. And the thing is that you talk about everybody on vacation having a good time. I think her golden parachute retirement was something like $250,000 a year that we the people are paying for, Jeff, for all that deception and interference. And how many elections have the Democrats meddled in, just even in the modern era, like you say, with Lois Lerner and the IRS and what Barack Obama did with, Black Panthers outside of a poll station with clubs, threatening people as they came in.
Nothing happened to them. Doing that intimidation.
And back to the FBI and people, of course, you read the Twitterverse. Twitterverse is going nuts over this because Trump said, look at, I'm very dubious. I mean, we can't trust. It's clear we can't trust the FBI. Here they are. Nobody is supervising them. I mean, he's right to bring up the point that, hey, did they leave something behind? I mean, am suddenly somebody's going to find some, some false evidence that they, left behind? Wow. Because, of course, we know the FBI's never done that, right? They've never done anything like that before.
Bill, if I were President Trump, I would sweep that entire resort to find any kind of electronic listening devices that they may have left. I don't trust that they didn't bug the resort. I also don't trust that in the boxes that they took, they didn't plant evidence against him. And we say that because of the history, because of the lies before the FISA court, the lies in the dossier, the way that General Flynn was the victim of entrapment, all these different things that the FBI has done over the years to go after President Trump and his supporters and his colleagues and his associates leave all of us with questions.
Exactly.
And then what does Christopher Wray do? He gives us no answers. Mm-hmm. And says he's worried about the FBI agents that are now threatened.
Right.
That's where he's focused.
Well, you got chain of custody evidence here, Jeff. This is classified information, okay, that can only be declassified, you know, by the president. There's very few people who can declassify classified right. information. You've got, what, 70-some FBI agents coming in, and I don't know, at least 30 in the House handling these documents? Wait a minute. You know, this is all classified. You can't, I mean, this is so bizarre that people like this would be able to have access to this kind of information. But it doesn't matter. I mean, look at what Hillary Clinton did with, you know, all this national security information
right.
and how reckless she was, right?
Let's not forget Sandy Berger.
Exactly.
I called him Berger the Burglar. He went in there and stuffed documents down his pants, in his socks. And these were national security documents, classified documents. And for that, he got a little slap on the wrist, a little misdemeanor charge. They called him sloppy. They just said, oh, he was sloppy. No, he was stealing documents from
what?
The National Archives.
Yeah, I mean, a blatant theft. I mean, not some accident. I mean, because it's not like when Donald Trump left the White House that the National Archives people didn't come in and check every box and everything else. And from what we hear from Donald Trump and his advisors and his attorney is they were forthright with them and said, hey, look, make sure, you know, we want to cooperate. What's going on? You know, what can I take? What can't I take? And it wasn't like, you know, he scooted out the back door on another airplane in the dark of night with billions of dollars on pallets, right, that were unmarked and moseyed on down to South Florida.
It, you know, Bill, it just continues a seven-year abuse that he has received from all of these agencies and the media.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anyone mistreated as much as Donald Trump. And also he had they were going after his tax records. They tried to
right.
bring him before a deposition in New York. I mean, it's never ending with him.
Right. And it's never ending with us. Jeff, I'm starting to take this personal. In as much as that, look at, you know, I believe in America First. I believe in Donald Trump's
yes.
policies. And we're being maligned because we do. Jeff Guerrero, thank you, my friend.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. That means it's time for Evie Bear Carroll, right? All about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you here. I want to start off with 13 Lives, the Ron Howard movie. I'll tell you, you know, we saw The Rescue earlier in the year, and, you know, it's, you know, somewhat similar. You know, obviously the storyline's still the same. We're talking about these kids that were, you know, found themselves stranded. They were just out having fun. This was before monsoon time, and thought everything was going to be pretty harmless until it wasn't. And an early rain came in and absolutely deluged the cave that they were, you know, adventuring in. And here it is. You have this drama playing out, and what a compelling movie, and a great job, I believe, that Ron Howard did in telling the story.
It's an amazing story. I mean, this is just an incredible rescue story, and it shows these kids who were, you know, playing soccer, and then they ran into the cave, and they went far, far down, and then the monsoon came, and people from all over came to help, you know, from England, these rescuers from England, and nobody asked them. They just came because they saw it on the news, and they saw the need and the help, the need for the help of these young children. And so it's a beautiful story of that. It's also very suspenseful. It's got a lot of jeopardy. So if you're someone who doesn't like caves, and if you're someone who doesn't like scuba diving,
right.
And if you and if you don't like all those things, it won't work out. But it's a very well made, entertaining movie, and so that's what 13 Lives is about.
Right, dealing with claustrophobia myself, yeah, it gave me a little bit of the heebie-jeebies, and to see what you know, all these people went through, like you mentioned, the rescuers that came from England. There were people from I don't know how many countries. It was, you know, innumerable. I mean, something like 5,000 people were there to be involved in this rescue of these, you know, Thailand soccer team. There were 12 members of the team and the coach, so 13 in total that were involved in, you know, rescuing these kids. Of course, there was one fatality that was, you know, that occurred for a Thai Navy SEAL member. And but again, very, very dramatic, keeps you on the edge of your seat. And, you know, and there is, you know, a sense there is a spiritual aspect to all this, even though this is a Buddhist country. You know, the people turned to prayer. They were praying for this rescue. And, for me, the takeaway is that, God shows up in many ways. And even though I think there's some Christians that, kind of their back got stiffened up a little bit because, it's a Buddhist nation. But, it demonstrates to me that God hears the prayers, the earnest prayers of people. Regardless. And I think this is one of those mysteries about God's mercy that maybe we'll find out when we get to heaven but clearly he answered the prayer of these many people, praying for their kids.
Yes, exactly. It is an incredible miracle story and a story about people who, a hero story, right? Where someone is doing something because it's the right thing to do, and it's nobody called them to do it, but they just went in and saved these, helped save these boys, even though it was a big sacrifice to them because they could have died themselves. So
exactly.
Those kind of stories are great to focus on. It's great for teenage audiences to see because it shows that that's the art of Christianity, is to serve others above ourselves and to love others.
Wonderful
theme.
Without a doubt. And the fact that so many people, this was, an international event. Because I remember when this happened, people all over the world were watching in suspense as to what was going to happen. And, it wasn't like they were in there for a couple of days. I think it was 28 days that they were there in that cave. They were losing oxygen. And finally, they had to, come up with an idea that was, in some cases illegal. But that was their only hope, because otherwise these kids were going to die. They were either going to suffocate in the cave, or they had to take the chance to get them through this treacherous pathway that they were able to figure out and to be able to swim these kids out one at a time. It was like you said, it was quite suspenseful and will be quite the blessing. Speaking of 13, let's talk about 13 the musical.
This is a cute movie for, it's really geared towards the 10, 11, and 12-year-olds who are in middle school, the 13-year-olds, right? And because it's all about a 12-year-old boy who's going to be turning 13 and have his, gonna have his bar mitzvah, and he moves from New York to Indiana, where there's only churches there. There's no.
I was gonna say, is there a temple in Indiana to do a bar mitzvah?
No. So he has to, go to the church and do things there. And so it's kind of a funny thing. It's a cute musical. It's very wholesome. They it's a good option for a younger age group. Maybe older people won't be so interested in these themes of, oh, I like the girl or whatever. But it's a fun option to know that younger audiences have something that's wholesome.
Yeah, exactly. What about Easter Sunday in August? Easter Sunday happened, right?
A very funny movie. Now, we had to give it a caution because there was a lot of cursing.
Right.
But what it talks about is Easter Sunday, and Joe Coy plays in it. He is a comedian, and so he's a real-life comedian. He has a big following, and so he made this movie after his family, and they would always get together on Easter Sunday because it was the thing that brought his mother the most joy, was to go to Easter Sunday at her church because she was Filipino, and that was the only place she could come together with other Filipinos and, talk about love, right? Because the church is all, Jesus is all about love. And so really felt loved in the church. And so it talks about, how the family's all getting together for Easter Sunday and how quirky families are. It's like My Big Fat Greek Wedding, if you saw that.
Exactly.
Movie,
right.
It shows crazy family all coming together, and we can all relate in some way, shape, or form. And so that's what this Easter Sunday movie is about. Now, there is a lot of cursing, and sometimes they make religious jokes that some people could get, say, oh, that's too far to make that joke. But, he's a Christian, actually, the guy who wrote it, and so he wasn't trying to do it offensive. He was trying to just be a little funny, you know. And my perspective is we always have these heavy dramas, and we're not having enough fun in the Christian world of entertainment, and we should, because God has humor. Jesus had humor for sure.
And ethnic humor can be charming. And I know a lot of Filipinos, they say, Filipinos, and they, you know, the dialect, everything, it's hysterical. And Joy Coy is a funny guy. And I was supposed to interview him, you know, for our show, but the language was a problem. I thought, gosh, you know, I can't do that to our audience. And here we can talk about it on Movie Guide, because it comes with a warning that the language does get out there. But a
great service would be is the Vid Angel, because it censors language in movies. And so
good idea.
There's so many movies out there now that are doing streaming with more cursing. They think that they can get away with it with streaming. You know, if you just take out the curse words in so many of these movies, then they'd be great movies. So that's why programs like VidAngel, which censor all the curse words, some movies have an underlying worldview that's just not the right thing, right? They're trying to promote an agenda, or they're trying to do this or that. And so you do want to be cautious about that. But other movies, they are good movies. They just have cursing in them. And it's just, why did they add that? Why?
No, I'm with you on that, because it's so unnecessary. But, you know, this is what happens sometimes with comedians. They panic. And when they panic, then the language comes out. It's like, just take a breath. It's okay. You know, you can still be entertaining. I mean, I grew up in the era of Red Skelton and Bob Hope, and I don't recall language. You know, I don't recall a whole lot of language, but you had true creative comedians. But today's modern comedian, unfortunately, you can see when they panic, and when they do, it's like, get ready, here comes the language, and the bombs fly away. But anyway, I would agree in principle with you. It's unfortunate, because I thought the movie could have been, you know, equally entertaining without the language. It could have been easily done.
You know, someone who's a comedian that is kind of more known for his wholesome is Jim Gaffigan. He is deeply Catholic. Here and there, something may come out, but for the most part, he talks about his family, and he's got a very large family, and his eating, how he loves to eat.
Right.
And these are things I can resonate with, and so he's known for, you know, for being more wholesome comedian. So
exactly.
He actually has some programs on Netflix that are good options to watch.
40 seconds left before we wrap this up, Evie. The story about a 12-year-old on life support dies after attempting the TikTok blackout challenge. Oh, this is just heartbreaking.
Yes, be very careful about what you're watching on TikTok, what your teen is watching on TikTok, because this child just passed away because he was trying this TikTok challenge that was trying to hold your breath for as long as you can. I mean, what a crazy idea. And so he actually passed. So we just need to be very mindful of what your teen is looking at TikTok. I would say avoid it. I would say
without a doubt. Unnecessary. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie Bear Carroll has been with us. Thank you, Evie. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give